This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mank, the movie about Herman Mankiewicz, who wrote the 1940s movie Citizen Kane, leads the Best Picture nominations at the Oscars. And for the first time, two women were nominated for Best Director, Chloe Zhao and Emerald Fennell. And last night, women set records at the Grammys.
Beyoncé's four wins at the Grammys brought her lifetime total to 28, beating Alison Krauss's record of 27. Taylor Swift became the first woman to win Album of the Year three times. She said during the CBS broadcast, Folklore won because fans believed in it.
You guys met us in this imaginary world that we created, and we can't tell you how honored we are forever by this.
I'm a savage.
The other two biggest awards of the night were also won by women. Megan Thee Stallion won Best New Artist. I Can't Breathe by Her won Song of the Year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Does President Biden think that New York Governor Cuomo should resign now that Cuomo's been accused by several women of sexual misconduct?
The White House has been taking a wait-and-see approach on Cuomo's future, and the president himself had not publicly addressed the allegations against Cuomo until yesterday, when he was asked upon arriving at the White House from his Delaware home if the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway, and we should see what it brings us.
Several prominent Democrats insist Cuomo step down, including both its senators and a majority of its Democratic House members. Cuomo has refused, denying he did what's alleged. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A statement from the Vatican says the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions because God cannot bless sin. Jury selection is continuing this morning in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. Seven jurors selected so far. This is AP News. President Biden and Vice President Harris are kicking off the Help Is Here tour. AP correspondent Mike Hempin's got this.
The White House is calling the roadshow the Help Is Here tour. It begins today with Harris heading to a COVID-19 vaccination site and a culinary academy in Las Vegas, and First Lady Jill Biden touring a New Jersey elementary school. President Biden will discuss the plan this afternoon at the White House. Tomorrow, he'll visit a small business in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. On Friday, Biden and Harris are scheduled to appear together in Atlanta. The stops are meant to educate the public about the different aspects of the rescue plan and how it will help people get past the coronavirus. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The price of gas has increased 35 cents in a month. It's $2.86 this morning, according to the AAA, $2.51 a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.